God bless you in Jesus' name. You are welcome to the prophetic rain, prophetic decree and declaration. As you participate in this program, the mercy of God shall shower his love over your life. The mercy of God shall speak for you. The mercy of God shall fight for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Today is the fourth day of the month of January, year 2021. We thank God for his mercy. We thank God for his grace. We thank God for his loving kindness. We thank God for the demonstration of his power in our lives, in our family. We thank God for what God has been using this prophetic decree to do all over the world. We thank God for a lot of testimony that have been coming back to us. We bless the name of the Lord for the hand of God upon lives of many people. Thank God for deliverance. Thank God for healing. Thank God for testimony coming over to us. We pray that you will be the next one to receive your testimony. Your testimony is the next in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, for some days now, I've been talking about the dynamics of your word, and I want to go higher in that level. I'll be speaking on prophesying your future. Prophesying your future. That is, prophesy into your future. Prophesying your future. Your future, it's something that is still ahead of you. But you can prophesy that future into manifestation. The Bible says something very strong in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37. The prophet Ezekiel saw the dry bone. The Almighty God took him right into the valley of the dry bones. In the valley are the dry bones. A lot of dry bones were there in the valley. And the Bible said they were very, very dry. They were very, very dry. They were very, very dry. Like our Father in the Lord was saying something. Say, this year is the year of the valley. I pray that the hand of the Lord will lift every one of us to the mountaintop. In the name of Jesus Christ, whatever may be the dry bone in the life of anyone that is listening to me now, the dry bone shall become a living soul. There shall be revival to every dry bone in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. And that the Lord was speaking to the prophet, Prophet Ezekiel, can this dry bone live? The man said, this dry bones, this one is very dry. I don't know God. You are the one that can say. He said, okay, what is going to happen is this. You are going to speak to the dry bone. Prophesy unto this dry bone. And he did prophesy. Immediately, the power of God came upon the dry bone. Flesh came upon the dry bones. And the dry bone now gathered together to become, I mean. He said, prophesy again unto the dry bone. Unto the dry bone. He prophesied. And he became a living, strong, healthy army of the Lord. Can you see now what prophecy can do? If you learn to prophesy into your future, if you learn to prophesy into your destiny, if you learn to speak the word of prophecy into your life, there will be testimony in your life. Don't forget that place that we normally quote. Job chapter 22 verse 28. The Bible says, and thou shalt decree a thing, and thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you, and light shall shine on your way. Light shall shine on your way. I have told you that your word creates your world. Your word is a spirit. Your word is a seed, and it grows as you continually speak the same word. Your word creates direction for your life to go. If you continually and deliberately speak something out every day, you constantly and continually and deliberately speak that thing out every day, beloved, before you know, that thing will come to pass. Are you here? And you are feeling some, so funny in your body. Are you here and situation around you is not working? It is time for you to speak to them. When you speak to the mountain will move. When you prophesy to your destiny will receive light. The Bible says, when you decree a thing, it shall be established and light shall shine on your way. This year is year 2021. It's a year that God must use to promote your destiny. It's a year that you must move forward. It's a year that your spirit, your soul, your body must experience revival. This year, 2021, is a year that you must really be promoted. I decree into your life that in this year, 2021, everything stolen from your hand from the period when you were in the womb shall be recovered fully in Jesus' name. This year, 2021, will be your year of restoration or revival. And revival in the name of Jesus Christ. This year, 2021, you shall not experience defeat In the name of Jesus Christ, this year 2021, your destiny will move forward. In the name of Jesus Christ, this year 2021, what God wants your life to be, definitely shall be. In the name of Jesus Christ, this year 2021, you will wear the garment of favor, you will wear the garment of glory. In the name of Jesus Christ. So you must learn how to prophesy into your future. Prophesying your future, prophesying your future. Caleb and Joshua and the other 10 people went to go and spy the land of Canaan. And when they came back, the 10 elders, they said, no, we are like grasshopper before the people. And these two people said, no, Caleb stole them and said, no, we are able to possess the land. He spoke the word of faith into the future, and that was what really happened. I pray for somebody now, as you prophesy into your future, there shall be revival in your destiny. There shall be blessing upon your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, this is the beginning of this year. You must learn this principle. You must learn how to operate this year. You must learn how to capture this year. You must learn how to speak to the month of January, month of February, month of March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. You must learn how to prophesy into the future. You must learn how to decree into your life. You must learn how to say what you want God to do. And when you begin to say it, heaven shall bring that thing to pass. Don't forget that the word of your mouth is a spirit. The word of your mouth control the things of the spirit into the realm of the physical. Don't forget that we are spirit beings. And when you speak out, your word is also spirit. It's also life. Don't forget that your word can make you to experience success. And at the same time, if you speak negative word, it can make you to experience defeat. Therefore, you must learn how to prophesy into your future. You must learn how to prophesy into your future. Ezekiel prophesied to the dry bone, and the dry bone became a living soul. As you prophesy into your situation, as you prophesy into your condition, that your condition will change, and there will be testimony. As you prophesy into the life of your husband, as you prophesy into your career, as you prophesy into the life of your children, as you prophesy into your ministry, that your ministry shall receive a turnaround for good in the name of Jesus Christ. It is time to prophesy. Can you get a bottle of oil or a bottle of water? I'm going to pray on it now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this bottle of oil and this bottle of water. I thank you because you are God of power. You are God of miracle. You are God of signs and wonders. You are God that never fails. I decree that this water or this oil shall carry the power of the Holy Ghost, shall carry the fire of the Holy Ghost, shall carry the blood of Jesus Christ. The anointing that break the yoke of darkness shall enter into this water, shall enter into this oil, and this item shall become an instrument of God's fire, instrument of God's power. In Jesus' name we pray. Now take the oil and put it on your tongue, a little on your tongue now. That tongue is anointed immediately. You are now going to prophesy. You are going to speak now. Now put the oil on your on your head, and you are going to speak to that head. When you put it on your head, you lay your hand on the head. We are going into the realm of prophecy, and as you begin to speak now, whatever you say now, it shall come to pass. I decree that whatever you say now, it shall come to pass in your life, come to pass in your marriage, come to pass in your destiny, come to pass in the life of your children, in the name of Jesus Christ. I have prayed for you as a prophet, and it's about, and what I've said is already done. Get ready. Put the oil upon your head now. Lay your hand upon your head and decree like this. Your head is a symbol of your destiny. Say like this. Say, my destiny, you shall not sink. My destiny, you shall not be vandalized. My destiny, you shall not be fragmented. My destiny, you shall move forward. My destiny, you shall manifest. My destiny, you shall always be in the location of your destiny fulfillment. My destiny, hear the word of the Lord, you will not go down. Say, any power cursing my destiny shall be cursed. Say, any power assigned against my destiny shall be arrested. Say, any power that is summoning my name in the covenant of witchcraft, thunder of God, shall set them ablaze in the name of Jesus. Say, any power calling my head in the covenant of darkness, thunder of God, shall set them ablaze in the name of Jesus. Say, any evil arrow in my head, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Say, any dead animal programmed to my head, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Say, any strange material in my head, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Say, my brain function very well. My brain receive revival. My brain be anointed by the power of Holy Ghost. Every migraine, go back to the sender. Every headache, go back to the sender. Every fever, Go back to the sender, malaria. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. The spirit of insomnia, go back to the sender. The spirit of untimely death, go back to the sender. The spirit of bad dream, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus Christ. As we have said, that now is coming to pass. Take the oil and also anoint your chest area and put your hand there and decree very well. Say, I shall not be sick. Sickness shall not enter into my body. Disease shall not enter into my body. Say, my lung function very well. My heart function very well in the name of Jesus. Say, my heart, you shall not cease. Say, my heart, no evil shall befall you. So say, my heart, receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. Arrow of heart inflammation, go back to the sender. Arrow of heart disease, go back to the sender. Arrow of tuberculosis, go back to the sender. Arrow of leukemia, go back to the sender. I command every evil program into my heart, go back to the sender. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. As we have said that, it has come to pass. Take the oil again and anoint your belly button. Your belly button, anoint it now and place your hand there. Shout it loud and clear. Say, every evil arrow hiding in my body, get out. Go back to the sender. Every evil arrow hiding in my lung, get out. Go back to the sender. Satanic animal in my liver, get out. Go back to the sender. Satanic animal in my bladder, get out. Go back to the sender. Satanic liver, the satanic animal in my kidney, get out. Go back to the sender. Every satanic deposit in my life, get out. Go back to the sender. Plantation of spirit husband or spirit wife in my life, get out. Go back to the sender. Every satanic food that I've eaten physically or in the dream, get out. Go back to the sender. Any evil arrow shot at me in the dream, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Say, my system function very well in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Aha. Look at the miracle happening in the life of that fellow. Aha. Take the oil and anoint your hand. Aha. And speak like this to you. Move your hand closer to your mouth. Say, my hand, you are the instrument of my labor. You will not be caged. My hand, you are the instrument of my prosperity. You will not be poor. My hand, you are the instrument of progress. You will not be caged. My hand, you are the instrument of labor. You will not be paralyzed. My hand, you are the instrument of my labor. You will not be bewitched. My hand, you are the instrument of my labor. You will not die. My hand, you are the instrument of my labor. You will not be cut off. My hand, you are the instrument of my labor. You will not be amputated. I dip my hands in the blood of Jesus. I dip my hands in the blood of Jesus. Say, every cobweb of darkness program against my hand, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Every poverty program to my hand, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Every debt program to my hand, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Every bad luck program to my hand, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. As from today, my hands, you will prosper. My hands, you will make it. In Jesus' name we pray. What you have said now, it has come to pass. We are now going to another deeper realm. Get ready. Say this one loud and clear. Say, any power attacking my children, die in the name of Jesus. Any power attacking my children, die in Jesus' name. Say, any charm working against my children, die in the name of Jesus. Any charm working against my children, die in the name of Jesus. Any charm working against my children, die in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, any human being using spear to cage the brain of my children, any human being using spear to cage the brain of my children, be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Any woman being using spear to catch the brain of my children, be disgraced, be disgraced, be disgraced, be disgraced, be disgraced, be disgraced in Jesus' name. Say, any power making my children to fight me, die in the name of Jesus. Any power making my children to fight me, die in the name of Jesus. Any power making my children to fight me, die in Jesus' name. Say, power that vow my investment on my children shall be a waste. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Power that vow my investment on my children shall be a waste. Yeah. In Jesus' name we pray. Now take the oil again and anoint your tongue. You are not going to pray. If you are a woman, you pray for your husband. If you are a man, you pray for your wife. If you have not married, just pray for yourself. Say it like this now. Say, every battle against my wife, there, in the name of Jesus, every battle against my wife, there, in Jesus' name we pray, power, assigned to bury the glory of my wife, there, in the name of Jesus, powers, assigned to bury the glory of my wife, there, in Jesus' name we pray, any coffin bought in the market of darkness for my wife, cash fire in the name of Jesus. Any coffin bought in the market of darkness for my wife, cash fire in the name of Jesus. Any coffin bought in the market of darkness for my wife, cash fire, cash fire, cash fire in Jesus' name we pray. Now pray, say, any power that want to make my wife a problem to me, in the name of Jesus, any power that want to make my wife a problem to me, in the name of Jesus, any power that want to make my wife a problem to me, in Jesus' name. If you are a woman, I hope you are praying for your husband. Take the oil now and anoint your mouth again. We are in a serious deep area now. Magagasa taraba. You are now going to pray for yourself now. Pray it loud and clear. Say, oh God, my Father, promote my destiny this year in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, promote my destiny this year. 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 In Jesus' name. Say, oh God, my Father, move me forward this year in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, move me forward this year in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, move me forward this year. 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 In Jesus' name, pray. Say, oh God, my Father, connect me with my destiny helper this year in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, connect with my destiny helper this year in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, connect with my destiny helper this year in Jesus' name we pray. Say, I shall not die before my time. Say it several times. I shall not die before my time. 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 In the name of Jesus. Now take the oil again and anoint your tongue. A lot of things are happening now. Now, as you have anointed your tongue, I will give you just a few seconds to prophesy and decree what you want God to do within the next 3 months. Decree what you want God. I write it down. I'm going to pray instantly that thing will come to pass. What you want God to do between now and the next 3 months. Oh yeah, speak. Speak now. Speak out. Speak out now. Speak out. Speak out under this grace, under this prophetic decree. Speak out under this anointing. Something is about to happen. Talk out. Talk out. Speak it out. Akapalebo. Ribopontaya. Makapunya kandaba. Rima paroko sotoya. Mampia. Ribopontakoya. La pakatura. Repatakura basanta. Lepoko sotoya. Imo pamprako sotoya. Begin to talk. Begin to talk out. I give you time to speak now. Okande brubu sotoka in dakaya. Come out. Speak out. Speak out. Speak out. Speak out now. Whatever you say shall come to pass. Talk to your life. Talk to your family. Talk to your children. Now. 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 Rimo panta. Repatakutia. Lepako sedekaya. Tayaba. Lembroko sotekayaba. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. That thing you have spoken shall come to pass. I decree the manifestation of all that you have pronounced upon your life. Right now, receive them. 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 In the name of Jesus. A sevenfold amen. 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 God bless you in Jesus' name. What you have just done now is what we call prophesying to your future. I'll continue this one tomorrow. Make sure you are always connected. You can share this particular prophetic decree. Share it with your friend. Send it to your friend and let them be blessed too. God bless you in Jesus' name. In case you want to get across to us, you can send information to my WhatsApp number or send me SMS. My number is 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298.
0802-336-9298. For those who want to get across the road for counseling from prayers, you can locate us also in Lagos here, First Tag Town, 7th Avenue, B12, First Tag Town. 7th Avenue, B12, First Tag Town. 7th Avenue, B1 Close, First Tag Town. 7th Avenue, B1 Close, First Tag Town. At Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, First Tag Region. God bless you as you join us. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola.